à ceux qui n'en ont pas.
Europe's king of electropop music returns to the stage with a glass raised to essential workers.
Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires.
Cheers to airplane pilots and nurses, truck drivers and flight attendants, bakers and fishers. Let's have a toast for the conquerors of the worst work hours. Stromae first exploded onto the scene in 2009. The Belgian Rwandan pop star has since sold over 3 million albums around the world, and he's now releasing a third, Multitude. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's start with the song Santé, which is a toast in the French-speaking world. It's a word for to your health. What inspired you to salute these everyday heroes?
I was inspired by the person who cleaned up my house, to be honest. And her name is Rosa. I just wanted to celebrate the one who can't celebrate when we are partying. I wanted to make a dance song or a party song, like in a different way, just to do something different that we used to listen to. And I wanted to celebrate them.
It's been 8 years since your last album. Long wait for your fans. Tell us what you've been doing. Tell us how the creative process multiplied over 8 years.
To be honest, I never stopped making music during 8 years, but I prefer to focus on other projects. I just didn't want to have the spotlight on me anymore, and it was really good. I get married. I had a baby. I just needed to have a life.
Let me ask you about the title, Multitude. And I confess it got to me because I tell our daughters, who are American and French and Chinese, that they contain multitudes. What do you mean by multitude?
At the very beginning, I wanted to call my album Folklore. And someone took the name for her album, and her name is Taylor Swift. I decided to change. But you know what? I think it was better to change the name because the influence is the folklore, the clothing is folklore, my haircut is folklore, like everything around the album is folklore. So calling the album Folklore is a little bit like too much. So finally, after a shower in the morning, I was like, it has to be Multitude, because in my songs, I love to act like these different characters. And I think that we are all different characters in our lives. And yeah, I think it was a good definition of the different influences and the different characters in my work.
Let me ask you about another song that's got a lot of attention, L'Enfer.
Je suis pas tout seul à être tout seul. Ça fait déjà ça de moins dans la tête. Et si je comptais combien on est? Beaucoup.
I'm not all alone and feeling all alone. That's already something. If I counted all the people like me, we'd be many.
Du coup,
a lot of people are feeling more lonely than ever nowadays, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I think that's something important, and I talk about mental health in this song also. That's something a lot of people has to struggle with during this pandemic. I thought it was personal, but actually it wasn't, because even my wife was the first to listen to my song. She was just behind the door when I was composing, and she was just happy to feel that I was back, because that's one of the first songs I composed in 2016 or 17. And the fact that the track is not too personal, but between universal and personal, that's the reason why I decided to release it.
What are the influences you hear in your music as you put it together?
Yeah, there is a lot of influences. I just wanted to travel all around the world. Of course, there is my African roots. Also some Asian instruments. And I work with a charango player from Bolivia. Thanks to my mother, even if we didn't have a lot of money when we were young, she wanted to put the only money she had in traveling. And we had the chance to go to a lot of countries. And I just wanted to mix everything, to have the feeling that you travel, but you never know where you are exactly.
What's the first instrument you picked up?
When I was young?
Yeah.
Drums.
What do you think got you interested in music? What do you think made you a musician?
Do you remember Stomp?
Stomp, yeah, sure. I saw Stomp.
That's the first concert I saw in my life. And I knew very fast that I just wanted to do the same, like just making drums on everything. That's something I really love. Mais qu'est-ce que ma journée est bonne? Me suis levé du bon pied. Oui, je vais le prendre mon pied. Et je lèverai seulement pour la danse de la joie. C'est la danse de la joie.
What do you hope the world gets from your music now?
You know, something that that it's possible to enjoy and to dance on music that is in another language. In Belgium, we so used to listen to English music that we don't really understand. And we can dance on it and appreciate it. And I'm sure it's possible to do it the other way around. So yeah, that's it.
Stromae speaking with us, his new album, his first in 8 years, is Multitude. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.